called me to order, roll call everyone's here, and public comment on the items not on the agenda. Seeing none, we'll move on to the minutes. Can we have any other minutes?
No, I'm going to approve it.
Minutes are approved. Move on to discussion items, SB 998.
SB 998, this is the the legislative shutoff law that essentially had numerous requirements in it, including notices that had to be, that basically said, in summary, and this isn't going to capture it all, that before you can turn someone's water off, they have to be delinquent a minimum of 60 days, and you have to provide them notice within certain time periods, and that notice in some instances needs to be duplicated in five different languages: Korean, Tagalog, Vietnamese, Spanish, Chinese. And there are certain procedures that need to take place if the individuals that are subject to being shut off fall within, you know, economic distress or there's some medical issue. I wanted to assure the board that we have gone ahead and implemented all of those requirements. Our requirements are actually a little looser than that required by the law because we do have such low water use. Actually, we do more than 60 days because somebody could have a $15 or $20 bill after 60 days. So we've actually made it where it's 60 days and a minimum of $100 fine. And before we even send a notice. So plenty of opportunity. All those controls are in effect. Tonight, the board will have a public hearing on the amendments to our ordinance number 7. It's already been introduced to the board last time. This time, we open the public hearing and hear from the public. And absent any significant changes, we will pass it. Adopt it, put it in the paper, and then 30 days from the adoption is when the ordinance actually becomes law. That doesn't stop us from changing the internal procedures that we do. So Julie's done a great job. Dina's done a great job. We've revamped a bunch of stuff, so we want to let you know we're all good.
Okay. Staff's all ready?
Okay. In compliance.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One of the significant things, though, just to highlight, before anybody could apply for water and get, they could call up and say, I'm a tenant, I'm an owner, whomever, and apply to get their water turned on. Under our ordinance, and it's actually been in there for a while, is they now need to fill out an application. This is for new people or where their water's been shut off, and now you're going to have to apply, and only the owner can apply. For water service to a resident. They can direct that the bill be sent to a tenant, but if the tenant decides not to pay or whatever, it is still on the owner of the residence. Now, if an owner goes into shutoff mode, receives a notice for shutoff, we also send the renter, under this new law, a notice as well. And under those conditions, if the owner refuses to pay, only then will we, by the law, accept the tenant's application for water. And they have to make various agreements to pay. And I think I've covered all the bases.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Personnel updates.
Okay. This is just an overview of. We've had some exciting times going on in with personnel. So we are moving Matt Beavers from a water tech position. Right now, it exists with. Aaron Goldsworthy is our manager, and we have Bailey has now been brought over to water. He's doing an exceptional job. He had been in landscape. We moved him over. And Matt is going to actually move into landscape.
Okay, so you're switching.
And just switching. Okay. But now that leaves a water tech position open. We've advertised for it, and we're going to do interviews for a new water tech on the 13th. So we're going to be hiring a new water tech. As you know, my executive assistant, Sue Heinel, is retiring. And we have already got an advertisement for her position. Those are going to be very, very tough shoes to fill. But we have already scheduling interviews for the 25th of this month. So hopefully, if we're lucky and we find somebody that's qualified to do that job, we hope to have it on board.
What's the actual description of that job? What's the job description?
Well, the job description is executive level administrative assistant. You know, it's more complex things that need to be done at that level. And so there's that. And then we just bringing on board is Carol's going to go to part time, and we are bringing on Yesenia Monadas to take Carol's spot. She comes from the city of Lodi, and we think she's going to do a great job. And so we're bringing her on board this Monday, and we'll start training her to do Carol's job.
Does she still live in Lodi?
She does not live in Lodi.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that concludes that. I think I hit them all.
No more for a while.
That's all you have for us right now.
For personnel issues.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. License plate readers.
License plate readers. You'll see a letter attached to the back of the agenda in the agenda packet that's from Steve Borbley, captain with the Sheriff Department. That's who I've been working with basically on the ALPRs, automated license plate readers. There is, they've been working with Caltrans to attach readers on the Highway 4 corridor. The particular pole that they would use that's Caltrans on Highway 4 to capture inbound Stockton traffic on Highway 4 coming towards us is not really suitable for the camera. They've asked our permission to put the camera on our light pole. It's on Cherry Hills Drive.
You imagine it's just inside the sound wall then?
It's going to be inside the sound wall, but it's right where you can tap
it. That's
funny. They already have some on Bixler Road that's had really good success in capturing some suspects. So my intention is to go ahead and write them a letter granting them that permission, and I just wanted to run that by
and
see if there was any comments. I'll also, as part of my general manager's report, unless you would like to do it, mention that we intend to do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Glad
you report. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Matt,
is there any public comment on anything? Okay. I imagine we would have spoke up if you did.
Don't mind.
Slow afternoon. It's obviously just a slow afternoon for you guys. Right?
Okay.
That concludes my presentation.
Any other items?
I do not have any other items. Thank you for those updates.
Okay. Hey, we are adjourned. Thank you.